Welcome to the Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. Joining us today are Panora EMTs Levi Johnson, Quentin Pote, and Kylie Tessman. We spoke with the trio after the last Guthrie County Board of Supervisors meeting, where the board approved the first reading of a resolution to make emergency medical services an essential service in the county. In the Board of Supervisors meeting this morning, they passed the resolution to make EMS an essential service for Guthrie County. Why is it important that they did this?
It's important for the residents of Guthrie County to know that between Stewart and Panora EMS, there should always be a guaranteed ambulance to respond. Currently in the state of Iowa, no city or entity has to provide EMS service, so this is forward progress. Still have to read the resolution at two more meetings. This is a lot of progress for the county.
I think it's just important that we've got things moving forward, you know. Like he said, it's good to guarantee that you'll have an EMS service in your area when you call 911, because if something like this didn't go ahead, I mean, the case could be that would come from an area far, far away, taking anywhere upwards of 30 minutes plus before you can get help or care, which is something that we don't want, and we know our citizens don't want either.
All right, so how big of an area do you guys usually cover?
We cover roughly 300 and some square miles. We cover the towns of Panora, Guthrie Center, Yale, Jamaica, Bagley, and Baird.
How many calls do you guys usually see in a typical week?
We average about 2.5 to 3 calls a day. So with just staffing one truck up in Panora, it does make it difficult at times to respond to multiple calls, as well as hospital transfers.
So is there a need for more vehicles, more staff members to help get EMS services to everyone that might need it?
Yeah, ideally here in Panora, we would like to staff 2 trucks 24/7. I believe that would be Stewart's goal too. However, in small towns, that's difficult for us to accomplish financially, as well as to try to retain staff and bring in new staff from the Des Moines Metro. So that is our goal, is to staff 2 trucks. But with that comes difficulties in retaining that staff at a competitive wage.
Looking forward to having the 2 meetings where the resolution will again be looked at and hopefully voted forward once more. What are you guys looking forward to with that?
I think there will be some headaches per se with this advisory council, just re-explaining to who is on this council the need for EMS. I believe most people think that it's needed, but EMS is a complex system, and a lot of people who aren't in this line of work have a hard time grasping what it costs and how we're strapped from time to time with calls and transfers. So I think just re-explaining the process and getting people educated will help, but there is a lot of groundwork to be laid.
And what made you want to be an emergency service technician?
I believe ever since I was a kid, I've always had the interest in helping people. I do enjoy serving the residents that I grew up in. I know that it's a much needed service. We have a good group of people working for us, and it makes it very enjoyable.
I've always wanted to do something like this since I was younger. I grew up around the environment. A good portion of my family's in fire and EMS for generations and generations on end in Panora. So I just saw an opportunity, you know, right out of high school, like the most of us, to do something, you know, give back to the community. Not only that, but just the pride of the service itself.
I actually went to nursing school, and I have a nursing license, but I've been working in EMS the last 3 years over here in Panora, and I just really enjoy the people that we serve in Guthrie County, and I've decided to utilize my nursing license to continue to work for Panora EMS because I enjoy the job itself, I enjoy the people we work with, and I like to serve our county.
So seeing this resolution hopefully eventually come to fruition, what would you like to see happen in the county with EMS becoming an essential service?
I would like to see a more strategic approach with Stewart and Panora, having a better game plan for covering the whole county. It is difficult because we aren't per se county funded. It is 2 separate city entities providing the service. So getting more staff, providing more trucks for the county, maybe stationing trucks more centrally and on the outer edges of our county to assist those residents that live farther away and potentially help neighboring counties for those residents that do live all the way out on the county lines. So I think the overall goal is just to provide more ambulances on the streets and have the staff to staff those trucks.
That was today's Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you missed any of today's program, you can find it online at raccoonvalleyradio.com under the podcasts tab.